The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Jeff Hunt filling in for Randy Corporan. Condolences continue to pour in on the text line here. Filling in, I spoke with Randy earlier today. He wanted me to let all of his listeners know so you weren't in the dark. His wife, Tana Corporan, passed away this morning, 5:35 a.m. And called me and said, hey, I care so much about the listeners. I want you to remind them that June 8th is the deadline to fill in their protest of the tax assessment. So he had Ed Tomlinson come in, author of the book Overtaxed, Your Guide to Honest Property Tax Reductions, by understanding and effectively protesting your assessment. He's been in studio for the last 2 hours. He's going to join us for this final hour. We've been taking calls from concerned citizens, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I think we lost Cindy. She may be calling back in. She was next in line. You can also text in on the 710 KNUS app. We've had lots of questions coming in about your tax assessment on the app. Make sure you take care of that. You can buy Ed's book on Amazon. The 2023 edition is there. This is a guy who read through all of the assessment manual, 1,500 pages. Thank God you did that. That is the last thing I want to do. And I'm thankful that God creates people differently. I do not have that. But my wife's a contract attorney. She now is a spokesperson on pro-life issues. But I remember going through law school being like, my God, thank you so much that you have people that are interested in tax law. Do we have Cindy ready to go? Do we lose her? Not yet. She'll be on in just a second. So, Ed, we got to get this in by June 8th. It's got to be at least postmarked. And you're saying turn it in even if you don't fill out all the comps and the response, right?
Yep, absolutely. Just turn it in, and then you'll have a couple of months to prepare for the next round. And let me also say, yep, I was really moved when Randy called me a couple hours ago and asked me to be on the show. And I just couldn't imagine what he was going through. Mm. But he did that for the listeners, listeners.
That's right. Y'all really are in his heart. He cares deeply about you. And I've been to Randy's Arapaho Tea Party gatherings. I don't know if you've ever been to one of those, Ed. Randy's adored in these meetings. He's done a great job as the Republican National Committeeman. And we sure have our hearts and prayers and our thoughts are with him today because he dearly loved his wife. I mean, and he was there to care for her through these problems. And I even texted him a few weeks ago. I said, Randy, you're setting the stage. You're setting the bar for how to care for a spouse that's going through those types of problems. All right. I'm not sure we've got Cindy lined up. All right. We're going to move on. Feel free to call in 303-696-1971. I came across this story. You'll never imagine this. All right, all you white males with all your white privilege, listen to this.
A 31-year-old woman who admits to having sex with a 13-year-old boy and then becoming pregnant with his child won't face any jail time under a plea deal with prosecutors.
11 Call for Action investigative reporter Matt Kroschel is joining us live tonight. Matt, 31-year-old Andrea Serrano was facing sexual assault charges but accepted this new plea deal to stay out of prison.
Adam, Serrano gave birth to a baby boy. She admitted to having sex with that 13-year-old. The victim's mother, who we're not going to identify in this story, tells us she is not happy with this deal offered to a woman she says ruined her son's life.
I feel like my son's robbed of his childhood. Now he's having to be a father. He's a victim, and he's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life.
This mother says watching her son struggle with the reality he now faces breaks her heart.
What has this been like for your son?
It's caused him a lot of depression. He's shut down a lot.
Now she questions why this woman won't face prison time.
I feel like if she was a man and he was a little girl, it would definitely be different. They would be seeking incarceration. And I feel like because she's a woman, they're not. They're having compassion for her because she was pregnant. But I don't think they take into play. Again, she was pregnant by a child. You know, that child was created from a sexual abuse.
Under terms of the plea deal the suspect signed off on, she'll be required to register as a sex offender, and the judge could sentence her to 10 years to life of sex offender intensive supervised probation. But Serrano will avoid any jail time since the DA's office dropped the original charges to a lesser charge that does not come with mandatory jail time.
What should other parents be looking for?
Don't trust anybody, honestly. I mean, you can't trust anybody now.
The victim's family says they are looking for the next steps in this case, and they'll actually ask the courts to give custody to the 13-year-old of this baby. Adam and Lindsay, what we do know is that Serrano has a hearing coming up in May where she will learn how much probation time she'll have. Currently, Serrano has full custody of the baby. Back to you.
Okay, we'll follow up on that case. Matt.
The predator has full custody of the child. The predator, 31 years old, abuses a 13-year-old. This is in Colorado. This is down in Fountain, Colorado. So that audio that I played for you is back from late last year. They just went to sentencing. An El Paso County judge on Thursday opted to go against the terms of the plea agreement for a Fountain woman accused of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old boy by sentencing her, are you ready for this, to 90 days in jail. 3 months is what she got. Now, all you with your male white privilege that would have gotten a lot worse, and I think the mom was exactly right. The mom was exactly right in this case. If the roles were reversed and it was a 31-year-old male that assaulted a 13-year-old girl, 90 days in jail would not be nearly enough. And rightfully so. Our culture would have thrown the book at this guy. Put him away for a very long time and definitely would not have given the guy custody, full custody of his child. Double standards. If the left had didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. That is the culture that we live in. All right, we've got a caller because we're dealing with your property tax assessment and what you're going to do to fight it. Judy from Morrison, you're going to be on in just a second. All right, Judy, you're on with Ed Tomlinson. Go ahead.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Judy.
Yeah, the thing is that I, even though I think the valuation is too high, I think that for my area, it's lower than maybe it could have been. The reason is because probably about 12 years ago, I really worked at lowering the valuation when property values were down. And so I'm thinking if I protest it, could they actually raise it?
They could, but I want to lead with what you said about if you think it's high, you need to protest. The odds of them raising you is almost zero. That's a fear factor, and politically it's wrong. It's ethically it's wrong. It's just not going to happen. But if you think it's high, how high do you think it is?
Well, see, I don't like compared to others in my area, it's low.
Others,
but of course,
yeah, but
all the valuations are still way too high.
When you say the others, are you talking about other houses similar to yours?
Yes, because what I did was I took, you know how the county gives you comparable properties that they're
yes.
basing your valuation on?
Yes.
Well, I went and I took, there's not too many like properties where I live, but I chose the ones that were closest to mine, and they are just like so much higher. The valuation is so much higher than my property.
The
so,
I'm getting mixed signals here, but I still think you should protest. Don't put down a dollar value. Just see what they kick it in and see what happens.
Okay. I will do that.
All right.
Thank you
but
very
if,
much.
But if you really
advice.
Believe you're undervalued, then obviously you don't want to do that. But if you believe you're overvalued, yes, you do.
Well, I think everybody's overvalued, to be honest. But the thing is like when you do the comparisons with other properties in your area and you seem to be quite a bit under.
The comparisons, thinking, are they the sale prices or the valuation? If it's the valuation, that's not relevant. It's the sale prices.
Okay, sale prices.
Okay.
Properties that have sold.
All right. If there are properties that have sold similar to yours that are higher than yours, you're done. Don't send it in.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted some confirmation on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Judy. Hank, you're up next from Denver. You're on. Go ahead.
Hi there. I live in a hot neighborhood in Denver, and they're assessing my house at $1.5 million, and they're saying my land is worth $1.2 million, and the house is only worth $23,000. What can I do? It's like 98% land value.
They created a law years ago, and thank you for your call, that you can no longer contest vacant contest the land value versus the, they call it improvement or the house value. So you have to, if you're at 1.3, you have to find other sales with about the same house elsewhere in the area and see what they sold for.
Well, their comps are going for 1.1, 1.2, 1.2, 1.2, 1.1.
So are they comparable to yours? Are they similar style? Are they similar square footage? Are they similar land value? Maybe they have a larger lot?
Their lots are a little smaller.
Okay.
So.
And these are all sales in the last couple of years?
Yeah.
And you're at 1.3?
I'm at 1.2, and the total is that they're assessing me at 1.2.
Okay, and if you've got sales at 1.1, use those as your protest.
Use that's theirs. Just use their protest.
Yes, if you got sales at one at below your number, grab those and use them as your protest.
Okay. All right, because I was my real estate agent said go with something. Much less, you know, if it's in the neighborhood, even like $650,000 or something.
No, no. That's what I mentioned this earlier, that if you go extreme, you're not credible. They're going to look at you as a nutcase. So if you want to knock $100,000 or $200,000 off, so be it. But don't go crazy.
I got you.
Hank, thanks so much for the call. We're up against a break here. Friends, in studio today with us is Ed Tomlinson, author of Overtaxed, your guide to honest property tax reductions by understanding and effectively protesting your assessment, relevant to both residential, commercial, and industrial. You can get his book at Amazon.com. Just search Overtaxed and Ed Tomlinson. This is a book you're going to want to have for the future because this is a fight that's not going away at all in our state. And friends, when we come back, we'll continue this conversation with Ed Tomlinson. You can call in 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971, or text on the 710 KNUS app. Jeff Hunt filling in for Randy Corcoran. We'll be right back. Jeff Hunt filling in for Randy Corcoran. Wake up with Randy Corcoran. We're waking. We're awake. We're not woke. We're awake to what's going on in studio with me, Ed Tomlinson, who's like the guru on property tax protests. You have till June 8th to get that in. I'm filling in today in very just sad, unfortunate circumstances. Randy's wife, Tana Corcoran, passed away at 5:35 this morning, and condolences have been rolling in. Randy, my deepest condolences to you and your family. I never personally met Tana, but we were Facebook friends. Thank you, Gary, for that. You can text in your condolences on the 710 KNUS app. Randy, I love you, man. I lost my beloved wife to an autoimmune disease, coincidentally, while at Swedish Hospital. I'm so sorry. I know you loved your wife, and I do feel your pain in exactly the same way. It's the suddenness that is the shock and finality of your and Tana's life. There are about 11,000 of us U.S. survivors every year. I personally know some of us. I will pray for you and your family that you will be okay. The Lord be with you. Thank you, 6175. My deepest condolences on the loss of your beloved wife. You and your entire family are in our prayers, 3623. And then condolences to Randy and his family. Thank you, 2136. Randy, brother, I have never seen so many text messages come in. I have never seen them. I hope you know how much you are loved, and you listen back on this podcast, and you know that you have an army of angels in the spiritual sense, but right down here on earth, that are with you and are going to walk with you through this. You've been a great leader for us in this state. As I said, I was thrilled when you became the Republican National Committee man. I see how the people at the Arapaho Tea Party adore you. And in your darkest hour, which I know is the loss of your beloved wife, who you sacrificed so much for, and you cared for her during these surgeries, that you have an army that's going to walk with you through this, brother. Send in those condolences, 710-KNUS app. All right, dealing with this protest against these tax assessments, Randy set this up for us. Ed Tomlinson is in studio. Let's go to Positive Linda. You know you have a nickname, Linda, at the 710 studios. You're known as Positive Linda. All right, Linda, you're on with Ed.
Okay. Oh, Ed, can I get your phone number, and I can call you off the air, because you won't believe what I went through.
Yeah, 303-596-5555. 303-596-5555. Give me the highlights.
Oh, no. I got a royal shopping with my house, and I found out the plumbing and electrical and everything is jacked up. But anyway, I'll talk to you on the phone. I got one thing to say. Are you paying attention? That Democrats have been spoon-feeding this BS, you know, telling us to open wide. Spoon-feeding us, BS, and they're telling us to open wide. Ain't that a crock?
Yep. As I said earlier, Linda, this is all set up. This isn't by accident.
Oh, I know that. And you know what? Randy was supposed to call me today at noon, you know, and he was supposed to call me yesterday at 2, and then she called me up today, and she told me, Randy's wife, I could not believe it. I just about fell over, you know?
It's so sad. She was very young, too. I mean, you wouldn't expect this to happen, right?
How old was she, Tana?
Oh, I don't know her exact age, but she should have expected many more years, and so I think that's why it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Well, Randy's not that old either.
No, at least he's got the energy of a young buck.
He does, doesn't he?
Yes, that's right.
I don't know. I just love you guys so much, you know, and I don't know. It just really breaks my heart. Fun to be positive, but how can you sometimes, you know, when everybody's just so negative and no hope, no love, no inspiration, you know, no empowerment, just, you know, and I'm over there trying to cheer people up. And somewhere along the line, I kind of like got bumped out today with that and with everything else that's going on with my home. But I love you guys. You know, bless, not curse, and just remember, don't open them wide, because then we don't want to be spoon-fed BS no more.
That's right. Linda, thank you so much. I can see why the producers here label you Positive Linda. I appreciate your comments. Let's go to John from Arvada. You're on with Ed Tomlinson. John, are you there? Go ahead.
Hello, this is John from Thornton.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, John from Thornton.
Yeah. My condolences to Randy. I lost my wife of 53 years in February, so I've got a pretty good idea of what's happening with him now. Also, I follow Randy, and I listen to his program all the time.
Thank you.
But my question is, I'm a renter. I've rented this house for 13 years. I've lived in the neighborhood since 1954. So I know when these houses were built and how much they're actually worth and what they were purchased for, you know, when they bought them brand new. What can us renters do to help our landlords into this process? Because a lot of landlords are using all this stuff for jacking up rents and everything else. So, and I know what the houses are worth in the neighborhood. I know what they're selling for way, way over what they're worth. But and what can we do as renters to help things out or to get our landlords to do something?
Fascinating. I've never heard anything like this before. So the first thing you can do is let your landlord know that you're on his side or hers. All right.
Okay.
Second of all, you sound like a researcher, so maybe you can help get those comparables for him, either online or through the assessor's office or through a local broker, et cetera. Also, remind him that it's a rental house and they don't have the same value as the other houses that have all been fixed up and perfected.
Right.
So, you can be a supporter.
Okay, this house has the original wiring, most of the original plumbing. So if it was to get sold, I mean, he wouldn't be able to sell it without having to do a major rewire and some.
Right, and you're saying it was built in 54, so what are we pushing, 80 years? 75?
I've lived in the area since 1954, but this house was built in 1960 and 61.
All right.
This neighborhood.
So it's 60 years old or so. But, just tell him you're on his side. Because if you don't, and he's got to pay more taxes, you're going to get a rent raise.
Oh, yeah. Well, the corporation, basically, a small corporation. But, I mean, we started out at $1,300 rent 13 years ago, and it's up to $2,100 now.
Got it. Okay. Well, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
John hits on a really important note that this is going to drive up prices on a lot of things. If you're a renter, you know, all of a sudden your landlord's property taxes are going up. He's not going to bite that. It's going to be you that takes that. Go ahead, Ed.
I'm guessing that come January, when these owners get their tax bill, some of them are going to sell. They've had enough. They don't want to do this anymore. So some of you renters are at risk, and I say that very sincerely. And some of the property owners, single families, may say, "Hey, Colorado's going south. This is the last straw, and I'm out of here."
It's another reason that we all have a lot of reasons right now: crime, homelessness, drug overdoses, now increasing property taxes. Go ahead, Ed.
Your homeowners insurance. Your car insurance, IRS, everything is wherever you turn, they want more money. The restaurants, it's hard to get out of McDonald's for $10.
That's exactly right. I picked up a quarter pounder with cheese for $9, $6, $6 or $9 on the way over. My goodness. I used to work at McDonald's. That was my first job when I was 15 years old. The Mickey D's right off of Hamden and Santa Fe. I rode my bike down there. And it was a lot cheaper then. I gained 30 pounds in one summer working there. I was also 15. You're a growing boy at that point. It's another reason. And friends, I got to tell you, after this last election, you know, how do you explain an election where Ron DeSantis wins by 20 and Jared Polis wins by 20? Because most elections, one party does better than the other, right? It's kind of a shift. Well, I think what's really happened, there hasn't been a lot of stories written about this, but red states are getting redder, blue states are getting bluer. People like you and I, Ed, and our friends and colleagues are looking at Texas, Florida, Oklahoma. They want to live in free states like that. People that are liberals, leftists that live in Florida and Texas are eyeing Colorado because they want to live in a state where they can kill off their offspring and trans their kids if they want. So people are moving. They're going to red states. They're going to blue states. And our nation is dividing in ways I've never seen in my lifetime. And I think this is just another reason where people go, I'd rather find some property in Oklahoma or Florida than have to continue to deal with this because it's a march. And then you add Proposition HH on top of it. And we're just going to have to deal with this again this election season. It is a constant drumbeat of an effort to take your money. That's why you've got to fight back on this. Go ahead, Ed.
Can I talk about HH?
Please.
All right. Basically, and this is one person's point of view, as I already mentioned, we pay $12 billion a year in property taxes. If the state valuation is going up 33%, that's another $4 billion. And if the state is now saying, hey, we're going to save you, they're only going to save you $1 billion. The other $3 billion is heading your way. And the way they're going to do the $1 billion is what I call a shell game. They're going to take away the refunds that you were getting, called Tabor, and then they're going to keep it to help reduce property taxes by 0.1% on the assessment rate.
Long term, it's going to destruct Tabor. They want more money. We're going to have Ben Murray from the Independence Institute teaching an entire workshop on this, over an hour-long workshop at the Western Conservative Summit this weekend, June 9th and 10th at the Colorado Convention Center. If you've never been, it is the biggest gathering of conservatives in Colorado each year. 710 KNUS, prime radio sponsor of the event. So all their hosts are there. Stephen Tubbs and George Brockler and Deborah Flora and Jimmy Sengenberger. They're all going to be this year at the Western Conservative Summit. You get a chance to meet them. They'll be broadcasting live from there. But you get to go to workshops so you can really understand what's happening at this state and not rely on this leftist mainstream media that's never going to tell you the truth about it. Truth be told, they're going to showcase this as if it's something great. You're going to get all this tax refund revenue over your property tax issues. It's not true. It's a direct attack at Tabor, and we need to be well prepared for this fight in November. I know it feels like we lose a lot. We are losing a lot. We're not losing all the time. We stopped the assault weapons ban, but it feels like we're losing a lot. But friends, as I've said time and time again, there's nobody else that can fight this but you. So come to the Western Conservative Summit. We have single session passes. You can see all these great hosts that we're going to have. Larry Elder, Eric Metaxas, Harriet Hageman, Lauren Boebert, Riley Gaines, the president and CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom. There's a good text message. We need to call Prop HH Preparation HH.
That's good. That's really good. Bend over.
Yeah, exactly. Alexa, you made us laugh with that one. That's a good one. Preparation HH. That might find its way to the main stage of the Western Conservative Summit. Well, friends, we've got about a minute back before we'll go to our final commercial break. But if you have a call or a question that you'd like to call in for us to be able to answer with regards to this property tax assessment and your protest of it, please do 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971, or text in on the text message app. If more condolences coming in. Randy, so sorry and shocked to hear about the loss of your beloved wife. I listen to you every Saturday, and whenever you fill in, I feel like you are part of my family. I will pray for you, your wife, and your wonderful family. Best, Lanny. Thank you so much for those types of condolences that have come in. As I mentioned, just filling up the text message line here with condolences for Randy upon the loss of his wife, Tana Corcoran, this morning at 5:35 a.m. So, friends, when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. You have till June 8th. That's it to get this turned in. Your protest against this tax assessment, and you got to turn it in. You got to fight. We'll continue this when we come back. You're listening to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Final segment of Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Jeff Hunt filling in for Randy Corcoran. Hey, you listeners, you all are awesome. I want to thank you so much for all the text messages that have come in for Randy. These are amazing. He's going to hold on to these for the rest of his life. You are really a family. And you love Randy, and it is just great to see that. Randy, our thoughts and prayers are with you upon the loss of his wife this morning. Heartbreaking. We know Randy cared so much about his wife, Tana. And brother, we know we're going to continue to walk with you through all this. Randy, even in the midst of all this, cared so much about his listeners. He had a guest come in, Ed Tomlinson, who's the expert on kind of protesting these tax assessments that you probably got. He wanted to make sure you knew you had till June 8th, that's this Thursday, to get these in. You got to turn it in, even if you don't do all the comp work, all that stuff, just turn it in. Ed's been in studio. We've been taking questions. Lewis from Denver, you are on with Ed Tomlinson. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling about what I had heard this morning, that if you're elderly, been in your home for 10 years, and that you could get $100,000 off of your evaluation, your tax evaluation. And we've been in the house for 52 years. We're in our 90s, and we're the original owners of the home. There is a comparable in my area, which comes close. It's a home that in 321 sold for $900,000. They did, I know that they had done quite a bit to the house at that time, and expanding it to for a bigger kitchen and an extra room. Now, I'm wondering if I should go for a challenge on ours on that basis, or just take $100,000 if that's what it is. Our end valuation of that home is $1,170,000, and our assigned value is $1,103,000.
So let's start with, if you've been in your home for 10 years and you're over the age of 65, contact your assessor's office and fill out the form, and you'll start getting that reduction. That has nothing to do with the protest period. That has to do with everybody qualifies as long as you were entitled for 10 years. So first of all, do that.
Just go to the assessor's office and do it.
Yes. Yeah, and there's a formal application that goes with that, and there's timelines, et cetera. But do it now, and then that'll fix you in the future. Now,
I think that we already get a reduction in our tax.
Okay, so you're already on board for that. All right.
Yeah.
Now then, did I hear you right? You're at 1.1, and tell me the numbers again.
The home that was near us was $900,000 for raw sale.
Okay.
And concessions, $900,000, so no concessions.
Okay.
And the adjusted value is $1,043,712. Now, we have a larger home as it was built. I expanded the back portion of the home just to gain solar gain, and that has worked very nicely for passive solar. But that's all, and we've been in our house now since 1971. We have not done any kind of improvements to the kitchen, no, you know, massive changes. And I'm wondering, you know, should I just go ahead and...
Yes, you should. And I would simply knock $100,000 off, and that's because it's in original condition. And they'll do something, maybe even $150,000. Let the assessor decide that.
All right. So just knock off a good number and
that's right,
and do it that way.
You might even ask for two, but you don't want to go more than two.
No. Okay. Because we've taken care of the house. We still have the original cabinets. They were very nice in the first place, but you know, there's still, if I go to sell the house, someone's going to say, well, gee, how did you ever do live with all that?
Exactly. And also, thank you for your call, because you've just let others know that if their home is in original condition, they too should protest.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Lewis, thanks so much for the call. And Ed, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. This has been
Very informative. Like I've said over and over again, I was just kind of passive about this stuff. It was a hit to us, but not something I wanted to spend a lot of time with. And frankly, I was a little overwhelmed to even try to take it on. And I'm a public policy guy. I'll go down and fight bills all the time at the state capitol, but sit down there and figure out how to protest my tax assessment and then what the different steps were. This has been incredibly informative. If you've missed any of this, go to the 710 KNUS app and you can download the podcast there. Ed Tomlinson, who's written really the book on all this stuff, Overtaxed, Your Guide to Honest Property Tax Reductions by Understanding and Effectively Protesting Your Assessment, whether you're residential, commercial, or industrial, get this book. It's at Amazon.com for only $9.99. It'll help you. I mean, you've got some homework. You've got till June 8th to get at least the original protest in. But get this book. Read it in the future. It'll help you in future years. Ed, any kind of closing comments for our listeners today?
Yes. If you get a denial notice, protest to the second round, because they didn't have time to take a good look at your property. So whatever you do, you got to go to the second round, and that gives you a couple of months. That's one. Two, a week or two before your hearing on the second round, ask the assessor for what comparables they're going to use against you, and then review those comparables for accuracy.
Hmm. That's great. Very helpful. This is important for the future of this state of Colorado, because they're going to try to continue to do this. This is a way they're going to get your tax dollars into government funds. I mean, Ed talked all about that, about billions of dollars that they're going to create out of slush funds on this stuff. And that's going to continue to drive this state into problems. So, Ed, I appreciate all the expertise you brought in here. Make sure you pick up his book. Friends, as we close here, I want to just make sure you know about this kind of developing story that came up. I mean, if you're like me, you know Jack Phillips. You know what he's been through for decades now. You know he's a great friend of the station here. You know Lori Smith is a U.S. Supreme Court case that's going to be decided any moment now. And both Jack and Lori will be at the Western Conservative Summit on this. But there is a ministry down in downtown Denver that just this week tried to open a coffee shop. That's all they did. Was trying to open a coffee shop. Listen to what happened to them.
Protesters gathered in Denver tonight outside a new coffee shop in the Santa Fe Arts District.
They say they want to make sure that everyone knows about the owner's stance against homosexuality. Denver 7's Danielle Kreuter spoke to the protesters and to the owner.
Opening day has been different than I expected.
Jamie Sanchez, owner of the Drip Cafe, says he opened this coffee shop for a purpose.
This is like part of our project to provide jobs and funding for the homeless community coming out of homeless.
The coffee shop is an offshoot of his Christian ministry company called Recycle God's Love. Inside the cafe, you'll find this Bible verse about being kind to one another.
Our whole point is to love everybody.
Outside, you'll find people who say the company's views on the LGBTQ community sends the exact opposite message.
Many people, I believe, would not support it, knowing the people behind it and knowing what they have said.
Up until recently, the website for Recycle God's Love had this to say about their stance on homosexuality. They're opposed, it's a sin that leads to death, and any member found to be in such sin could be dismissed.
And that just really showcases their absolute just anti-queerness and how they won't tolerate it in the slightest. It's either you repent and apologize for being gay and you quit being gay, or you're going to burn in hell and we have nothing to do with you.
Just before the opening on Friday, the website was updated. The owner says it was to make it clear they don't hate anyone. And he's clear he will not refuse service to people based on their sexual orientation.
If you do plan on serving anyone, why even bother making a stance about this topic on the parent company website?
It's a great question. You know, there are just some beliefs that the parent company that we want to put out as our beliefs. And in all reality, we do just want to stand firmly on the scriptures of the Bible.
I know a lot of times there's no changing their minds and stuff, so I'm not expecting anything from them. I want to hope that other people will choose to go to other places that do support all of our community.
In Denver, I'm Danielle Kreuter, Denver 7.
All right, so this ministry starts a coffee shop downtown Denver to help the homeless down there, to help the economy in downtown Denver. The coffee shop itself doesn't even have anything on its website indicating that it's anti-gay or anti-LGBTQ. The founding ministry does. And these activists found this out and went to protest. And not only did they protest outside, they organized protests inside to fill up all the seats and then not buy anything. And then they even called on people to go there of the same-sex affiliation and make out in the store to protest this store. I will tell you why the ministry has this on their website. Because what they believe about homosexuality is often asked of ministries these days. And so they want to be clear. And I will go even another step. I will tell you their attorneys probably told them to put this on their website with regards to hiring issues. Because if you're not crystal clear as a ministry where you stand on these issues and you hire someone, they can sue you for not being crystal clear on this. So the ministry trying to be clear to everybody about where they stand with regards to the Bible, put this on their website. They then launch a coffee shop to care for the homeless, and the LGBTQ activists found out about it and decided to protest on it. The coffee shop is named The Drip. I think you should look it up online, and I think you should go to this coffee shop and buy coffee at this coffee shop. Friends, you can't even be a Christian and open a business anymore in Colorado without these types of protests popping up. Well, I mean, what happened to tolerance? You guys remember, they used to be the bumper sticker people, the tolerance bumper sticker people. Now it's, you've got to do and act exactly the way we do, or we are going to protest you. And this isn't even the same as the Bud Light protest. All right, the Bud Light protest was, you all of a sudden integrated into your marketing campaign a man that dresses up like a teenage girl, and your core consumer said, I don't want that stuff here. This coffee shop puts the fact that they love people on their own wall, and they're just going to sell you coffee, and these radical leftist protests show up to try to bully. Friends, this is all about bullying you out of your religious beliefs, because they know that other business owners are going to see this, other ministries are going to see this, and they're going to go, well, we can't be very clear on what we believe with regards to human sexuality and what the Bible teaches. It continues. They did not learn from Jack Phillips. You can have a U.S. Supreme Court decision come down and tell you that you are acting like a bigoted, hateful, anti-Christian person, and the left just shrugs and keeps on going. The new blue state of Colorado, Denver, in decay continues. All right, as we close here, I want to read just a few more condolences. Joan from Lakewood, Randy, so sorry to hear about Tana's death. It is heartbreaking. Her little grandchildren, I always saw you as a couple to walk in faith together. Friends, as we close here, I want to thank everybody for their care and compassion for Randy Corcoran. I hope he'll be back here soon. We're going to give him the space he needs to care for his family in this hour. But please know that Randy is thinking all about you now and is and still, even in the midst of this tragedy, thinking and caring about his radio listeners. Friends, I'm going to be with you in a few different capacities this week. KNUS will be broadcasting live from the Western Conservative Summit on Friday and Saturday this week, so you're not going to want to miss that. If you don't have tickets, you can still get them at westernconservativesummit.com. Look at all of the speakers that we have, over 50 speakers, great conservative organizations like the Heritage Foundation, Americans for Prosperity, Alliance Defending Freedom, Turning Point USA, AMAC, a whole host of them will all be at this year's Western Conservative Summit. You're not going to want to miss that. So get your tickets, westernconservativesummit.com. Friends, it's been a real honor to be with you today. And please keep Randy and his whole family in your thoughts and prayers. Ed, thanks so much for being here. Blake.
Thank you.
You did awesome, brother. Always great to be with Blake. And friends, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Jeff Hunt, where the conversation will continue. Till next time, God bless you and yeehaw.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.